I've got two kids. One is 4 and one is 2. And one of the fun parts about having kids around is teaching them about anything, really. If you try, you can turn almost anything into a teaching moment. And that's what happened in this photo. We were outside playing with some friends and we saw a spider web. No big deal. It's just a spider sitting in a web. But we thought, let's use it as a teaching moment. So my wife and I like to tell our kids, we don't like bugs in our house. But when we're outside, we are in the bug's house. And so we don't want to be disturbing their house too much. So like if we see a spider, we don't want to just kill it because it's outside. It's not hurting us at all. But we will relocate things if we need to. And that's what we will often just relocate some things. Unless it's a wasp nest or something like that, then yes, we will take care of that in a more severe manner. But with this picture, it's a spider web. And in this case, we don't want to kill the spider. We just want to help it by giving it food. But unfortunately, that involves killing a bug. So that's why it's called the circle of life. And this is something that we're all aware of. But it's interesting to teach kids about this stuff. And in this case, what you're seeing it here with this photo, we looked around for a while for a cricket or a grasshopper that we could stick in this web to show the kids that spiders eat things like crickets and grasshoppers. And eventually we found this grasshopper that you see here. But the problem was he was about 3 times bigger than the spider. And we figured, well, why not? Let's just see what happens. So I picked him up and I got him stuck in the web and all the kids are watching and they're going, whoa, cool, and asking questions like, what's a spider going to do? And the answer was nothing. The spider ran to the other side of the web and we thought we'd made a big mistake. Like the grasshopper was just too big for the spider to handle. So 20 minutes later, the kids kind of got bored and they went back to playing soccer or whatever. And 20 minutes later, one of the kids said, hey, the spider got it. And sure enough, we all ran back there. And yes, somehow the little spider, this tiny little spider, well, it wasn't tiny. It's maybe the size of a nickel. This spider had subdued the giant grasshopper and wrapped it in silk, and it was starting to inject it with venom. And it was fascinating to watch this. And all the kids are standing up there, standing on their tiptoes, looking up, going, whoa. And it was a great photo opportunity, too. So I had my D200 on me at the time and the 50mm lens, and I took a few pictures, but I was not super pleased with the result because to get a shot like this, you have to crop the photo a ton. The actual photo is huge, and you can't really see much of the spider and the grasshopper unless you crop it way down. Well, the D200 has only 10 megapixels, and it's just not, it doesn't give you as much detail when you crop way down like that. So I put the lens on my D7100 and got way better results, what you see here. And this is almost a one-to-one crop, but there's on the original, you can still zoom in a little bit more. And if you click through on the picture, it'll take you to Flickr, which has a bigger full-size version. And that is one of the advantages. When people talk about the megapixels don't matter, well, they kind of do. You can see individual hairs on the spider and all the little threads of silk, and you can't get that if you don't have as many megapixels because you simply don't have as much data to work with. I shot this at various apertures because the depth of field is so razor thin when shooting close up like this. This is maybe 1.5 feet from my lens. This shot was f2.8, ISO 200, and a shutter of 1/180th of a second. And I really wanted to get an angle that had good lighting on the spider and the grasshopper, but also a background that did not distract. And that's one thing that you have to take care of when you're taking photos, is not just what is the subject of your photo and where's the light coming from, but what is behind your photo or behind your subject, and is that going to distract anything? What you're looking at, the white bars are actually the borders or the outside of a window. This spider web is hanging under one of the eaves of the house, and so you can see one of my windows back there, and it does not distract from the photo, and it kind of highlights the subject of the photo. I'm super happy with how this turned out. It's kind of a version 2.0 of a picture I took a long time ago that is also linked to on the blog. And the lesson here is, if you're looking for a good photo op, try looking for our little insect friends. There's a fascinating world of photos right beneath your eyes, or beneath your feet, you might say. You just sometimes have to look a little harder to see it. Also, it's super fun to show stuff like this to kids. And ever since we took this, my youngest son keeps asking to see the picture of the spider. So I thought that was pretty cool.